Stepping into the leadership role for Peoria's top business advocate in the middle of the COVID-19 crisis poses many challenges.
You can make plans, as we have to, right, as an organization, for programming and events and, you know, what you're going to do for the rest of the year, and then tomorrow all of that can change.
That's Joshua Gunn, President and CEO of the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, August 20th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. 93-year-old Hetty Beers is Tazewell County's newest election judge. WCBU's Tim Shelley tells us her story.
Hetty Beers was surprised with a swearing-in ceremony at Morningside of Washington yesterday after writing a letter to Tazewell County Clerk John Ackerman asking how she could help out in the upcoming elections. Beers was previously a longtime local elections volunteer in Peoria.
My precinct was at the Bradley Fieldhouse, and it was just a really, I thought, a good thing to do. I've taught a lot of kids about elections and why it's important.
Now that it's official, Beer says it's time to get to work in Tazewell County.
Find out when the election is and go to school to learn to refresh myself about the rules of the elections. Elections are important.
Ackerman praised Beers for taking initiative to step up and help out.
I truly believe she's a shining example of the greatest generation, a generation that made their mark by standing forward when their country needed them, standing up and volunteering to serve their community and make sure that when we were in our darkest hour that we had our opportunity to continue shining. That's what she's an example of today.
Beers also worked with the League of Women Voters as an observer at government meetings. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Peoria County woman in her 80s is the area's latest COVID-19 related death. She was not a resident of a long-term care facility. The Tri-County death toll is now 47. Health officials reported 91 new infections across the region Wednesday. 8 students in Morton School District have tested positive for COVID-19, and another 96 are currently quarantining. And 2 sorting machines at Peoria's postal plant have recently been removed, according to the head of the Illinois American Postal Workers Union. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Joshua Gunn admits this summer may not have been the most ideal time for him to start his new role as president and CEO of the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce. Gunn started his new role on July 1st after relocating from North Carolina. While he says the community has embraced him and his family, the economic climate hampered by the COVID-19 pandemic has been rough for chamber members.
Just like every other business community in the country, those businesses are suffering, right? There are real economic implications of this pandemic. And so our members are feeling that, and subsequently, our organization is feeling that. We are in a position to provide support for our members, both through directing them to the, you know, the PPP loans and the EIDL loans and the other government programs that are available for small and medium-sized businesses to help them stay afloat, but also through informative programming and any resources that we could share to help keep our members strong. Our challenges as an organization pale in comparison to the very real challenges that Peoria's people, Peoria's workforce, and our businesses are facing. And we're just here to provide support.
What other ways are you trying to help these businesses as they cope through all of this right now?
The future of your businesses, I think, is the most important thing. I believe that Peoria and Central Illinois are primed to bounce back from this pandemic even stronger than before. And I treat this opportunity or this moment as an opportunity. So what we're doing is helping businesses think about what the next version or next phase of our normal looks like so that we don't just reach for normal, we reach for better. We'll move beyond this and we'll get through this. But what does it look like on the other side? So our programming for the rest of the year and for most of 2021 is centered around, you know, let's not return to normal, let's return to better. I'm really focused on being proactive. What's next? What's the next version of Peoria?
What has been the reaction of many of the businesses to the state's rules about wearing masks and enforcement of those rules? Has it posed many problems for businesses at all that you've heard?
I have not heard very much resistance from our membership to the mask order. You know, and I think that's a good thing. I think the safety, everyone's safety is paramount, right? We are a business organization and we are super concerned about the economic implications of this pandemic. We also know that if we're not able to keep each other safe, this pandemic will go on much longer. So the quicker we can focus on social distancing, masks, fortunately, most of our members feel the same way. And I've seen a high adoption rate of the mask order throughout the Peoria community and throughout our membership.
So what additional challenges do you anticipate on the horizon for the next several months with the pandemic still lingering?
If we're being honest, this thing is going to last longer than any of us want it to. Those challenges are the economic challenges, individual economic challenges, meaning people being out of work, people having lack of access to the things that they need to take care of their families. And I thought, you know, optimistically, that we'd be through this by the summer. But here we are going into the fall, and this thing is still staring us in the face. But we've got to remain resilient. This can either make or break a community, and Peoria has shown that it's going to make us even stronger. People have stepped up in incredible ways.
That's Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Joshua Gunn speaking with reporter Joe Deacon. If you'd like to hear more of their conversation, visit WCBU.org. Before we let you go, Be Anything, See It, Be It is happening this morning at 10. It's a virtual Career Day Facebook event brought to you by Peoria Playhouse and the Peoria Public Schools Foundation. And tonight at 6, the Peoria Riverfront Museum's Facebook page is hosting Viewing Room Live, Golden Voice Recording Company. Join panelists for a discussion of Golden Voice and the legendary hits they produced. And April Macy is performing tonight at 8 at the Jukebox Comedy Club, where social distancing is enforced and masks are required. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.